Hello, this is Kathy Henry. I'm here with Karen Hager. Welcome to Opening the Peaceful Heart, Call for Love. Everyone is muted and we'll be sending the link for the recording of this call to you tomorrow. You can visit openpeacefulheart.com anytime to hear recordings of past meditations. Today's meditation was inspired by a documentary I watched recently called The Gardener. It's about Les Jardins de Quatrevent in La Malbaie, Quebec. Beautiful gardens designed by the late horticulturist Frank Cabot. It is such a beautiful place, and I was so inspired, we're actually hoping to visit next summer on one of the 4 days they are open to the public each year. One of the key things it made me consider was how all these beautiful places we see, the many conveniences we enjoy, think of a washer and dryer, the food we eat, none of these things are possible without the ideas and hard work, and often the hard physical labor of many, many people over many decades, centuries even in some cases. I hope this meditation is a gift of a beautiful vision and also of gratitude for all the people we don't know but who provide the many things we take for granted. When we take the time to show kindness, love, and gratitude to ourselves and others, we create a kinder, more loving, more giving world. Karen will get us started in just a moment, opening our circle and leading us through the guided meditation, which will include a few minutes of silence. She will then close the circle, and by the end of the day tomorrow, we'll send you a link for the call recording. And that will also include information about our next call on Sunday, November 7th, and we hope you will join us again then. And here's Karen.
Hi, it's Karen Hager. Let's open our circle and as we do that, we are joining in a collective intention for peace and protection as we work together. Loving source of light and life, we join this circle with open hearts, with a desire for peace. Help us be present, fully present here. Unite us in love of spirit and love of each other. Let this space be a protected, sacred circle, and let the spirit of peace be among us right now. Amen. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is open. And as we get started, just take a deep breath and let it go when you're ready. If it's safe for you to do so, go ahead and close your eyes. And on the next in-breath, just whenever it feels right, imagine that you are breathing in peace. You may feel as you breathe the sense of expansion, of quiet. And on the next out-breath that feels right, imagine that you are breathing out all anxiety. You may feel a sense of movement, a sense of release. We'll do it 2 more times. Don't worry about breathing in and out exactly as I say it. You've got your own rhythm. No heroics here, just breathe. So breathe in. Feel peace entering your body, taking up residence there. And breathe out, opening a space for anxiety, worry, and restlessness to exit. Once more, breathe in peace and breathe out all anxiety. Imagine walking down a wide gravel walkway with a row of paper white birch trees along each side. The horizontal black stripes on the bark stand out against the stark white. In a few places, the bark is stripped back, revealing the yellowish-orange underside. Each tree is capped by a mop of almost heart-shaped green leaves. The leaves at the very top, most exposed to the hot sun, are yellowish, and some have fallen onto the walkway. The branches from each row of trees almost meet overhead, shading you as you walk along. Soon the gravel turns to lush green grass, and you see a long rectangular pool stretching before you. At the end, you can see a stone archway with tall hedges on either side, framing a fountain at the far end of the pool, and a view you can't quite make out yet. There is grass all around the pool, and on each side, beds of colorful tulips and greenery. Behind these beds is a backdrop created by a tall, flat box hedge. Every part of the scenery looks perfectly placed, yet completely natural. You walk along between the pool edge and the waves of colorful tulips, a mixture of white, red, orange, yellow. The randomness of the color scheme adds to the natural illusion. You catch your reflection in the water and smile at yourself. As you keep moving toward the archway, you hear some rustling in the hedges. Suddenly, a robin appears on an outer branch and flies off. You peek through a small opening in the hedge and see part of a nest and two, maybe three, young fledglings stretching and gingerly flapping. You don't want to disturb them, so you keep walking, but you begin to notice the constant rustling as you move along, indicating the hedge is full of life behind its sheer manicured wall of green. A chipmunk suddenly scurries out in front of you, hesitates when it realizes you are there, and runs on. As you reach the archway, the view begins to reveal itself. There's a bench under the archway, and you sit down, the pool at your back. You hear its gently bubbling fountain behind you and take in the broad vista before you. Closest to you is a sloping area filled with all sorts of wildflowers, blue, purple, white, yellow, gold. These fall away to a narrow dirt road that meanders between the wildflowers and fields of grain that stretch out for what seem to be miles to a distant neat farmhouse and large white barns and silos. Past those buildings is a wide blue river that widens as it flows off to the right. Across the river are more hills, fields, and trees. Take 2 minutes in silence to feel your way into this view, to take in the colors, the river. Perhaps there's movement in your view, a car or a truck lumbering along the road, boats along the river. Maybe there are people working in the fields. Feel yourself sitting on that bench for 2 minutes and make the view your own. Now turn back toward the pool. Someone has come quietly into the space where you were just walking. And they're walking along the side of the pool, clearing out leaves and tulip petals that have fallen in. You see another person working on the tulip beds, trimming off the flowers that have fully opened. They both notice you at the same time, and you smile and wave your thanks to them, and they nod their acknowledgement. You walk along the path that opens between the end of the hedge and the stone archway, and find yourself on a twisting dirt path running through a field of purple, pink, and blue delphinium, all brilliantly colored in the bright sunshine. The path leads to a small forested area, and another short path through the trees leads you to a creek flowing down into a pond. A short bridge crosses the creek, and another meandering path takes you to an open area by the pond with a bench fashioned out of long bent twigs. Again, you take a seat and enjoy this cool, shady spot. There are water lilies on the pond, and you can see brightly colored koi swimming just beneath the water's surface. Let's take just a few seconds in silence to send gratitude for this beautiful spot, for the mind that designed it, and the many hands that worked over many years to create it so it could be shared right now with you. Let's just take 15 seconds in silence to give gratitude for the beauty in our lives. As we come to the end of this meditation, take with you a sense of beauty and wonder, and most of all, gratitude for the many gifts that you receive each day. And now we bring our circle to a close. Loving source of light and life, we're grateful for this sacred space, this sacred time, and for the power of our collective intention. Guide and protect us as we go our separate ways, and keep us tapped into the energy of spirit, the inspiration of source, in all we do. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is closed. If you signed up for emails from us, you'll get an email with a link to this recording by the end of the day, tomorrow, Monday. And you can always access tons of recorded meditations at openpeacefulheart.com. Please share that link and this work with your friends. We'd love to get as many people on these calls as we can, because we really do believe in the power of collective positive intention. If you want to share feedback or comments, you can find me, Karen, at karenhager.com, or just reply to one of the emails we send and it will find us. Thank you to Kathy, who writes these meditations. And thank you for being here. We'll gather again on Sunday, November 7th, same time, same opportunity for high vibration, peaceful connection. You could have done anything during this last 15 minutes, and you chose to focus on peace. We truly believe that as more and more of us do exactly that, we can turn any tide. On behalf of Kathy and myself, many blessings to you. And until the next time we connect, we're wishing you peace.